Welcome into the Coach's Huddle, your weekly inside look into Cedar Falls, Waterloo Columbus, Waterloo East, and Waterloo West football with the coaches who lead your favorite teams. And now, from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, here's your host, Mark Simpson.
Go.
And good evening and welcome to the Coach's Huddle, live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls on 1650 The Fan. Hi, this is Mark Simpson. Join us for the next hour as we talk with the Metro High School football coaches to find out how their teams are doing and what's in store for them. Coach's Huddle, it's brought to you by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunough, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and our great host, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This week on the Coach's Huddle, we'll hear from Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmert. Tigers are coming off a 35-19 homecoming win over Iowa City Liberty last week. We'll recap that game and preview Friday's contest against Linmar at the Unidome. Waterloo East coach DeCarlos Anderson will fill us in on what took place in the Trojans' high-scoring 45-27 loss at Fort Dodge last week. And we'll look ahead to the Trojans' 4A District 2 opener Friday night at home against Marion. Waterloo West coach Lonnie Moore will join us and talk about the Wallhawks' 19-3 homecoming win against Davenport North last week and scout Friday night's road game at 5A 7th-ranked Waukee Northwest. And Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt will fill us in on Columbus's Class 1A District 4 opening 42-18 win at Hudson last week and preview tomorrow night's big game for the Sailors against number one ranked Grundy Center. So we got a good show lined up for you. We're excited to be here as we get ready for week 5 of the high school football season. Coming up next, we'll hear from Cedar Falls head coach Brad Remmert when we return. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. The number one place to catch
Mark,
all the games and
good.
Your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Welcome back. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. We're here every Wednesday night from 6 to 7 throughout the high school football season. Joining us now, the head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers, Brad Remmert. Cedar Falls Tigers won their homecoming game. They used a strong second half to beat Iowa City Liberty 35-19. Coach, you were down 7-0 in halftime, but scored 35 points in the second half. And I don't know what you said at halftime to the team, but remember that speech, okay?
Yeah, we'll bottle that one up for future use. But, you know, it was one of the things our defensively, I thought we played real well overall in the first half. Offensively, we had some opportunities. We had two fourth down opportunities on their side and didn't convert. And unfortunately, we were down 7-0. But our kids, we made some adjustments at halftime. I thought our kids came out with a lot more energy in the second half. It started by getting points on the board. And then we got a big recovery on a kickoff. Ethan Beneke kicked it and short kind of blooped it. And Colin Coonrod made the recovery, and that kind of got us going. Jump started us. We got the lead, and then we never really kind of looked back from there.
And first of all, how about the crowd for homecoming? That was huge.
Quite a deal. You know, appreciate the fans coming out, and Tiger Nation had a lot of kids in it. I thought the community, the support for the homecoming game was awesome. And hopefully we only got two more opportunities in the dome this year, you know, guaranteed during the regular season. And hopefully we can continue to get the fans out for those games.
The bleacher creatures were in full force.
They were out. They were out. And that's always great to get them involved and get them loud. And they do have an impact on the game. And when they're into it, then I think our players buy into that a little bit. And there was a lot of energy, especially there in the second half.
And you welcome back the return of Drake Gelhaus, who missed the first three games of the season as a junior, rushed for over 1,400 yards. So that was a welcome return, getting Drake back after he suffered an injury during the fall camp.
Yeah, absolutely. He was our leading rusher from last year and had close to 1,500 yards. So to get Drake back was a boost for us. He was kind of in the terms of baseball, was on a pitch count the other night. You know, he was on a carry count, and we ended up going over by just a couple. But he had a great night, 17 rushes, 100 yards, and a touchdown. But it's just to get him back in there gave us a boost and lightened the load for some of the other kids in the backfield.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, here on the Coach's Huddle. So it's Liberty ahead 7-0 at halftime. Kuba Patterson, as Coach Remmert mentioned, long second half kickoff. That leads to a short 40-yard drive for the Tigers as Gelhaus scores on a one-yard run. The pooch kick, now, was that an intentional type onside kick? Or I know that your kicker kind of does that on all angles throughout the field.
Absolutely. If you asked Ethan Beneke, he'd say yes, it was a completely intentional. But actually it was. We worked on the bloop to the right. I think it just ended up a little shorter than maybe he anticipated. And it was a good heads-up play. That's a live ball, and our kids have been drilled. Coach Remmert does a good job with the special teams there, and those kids know that thing's free, and it was a big boost for us. And you mentioned Kuba on the kickoff return was another thing, and we thought we could get that going the first half. We just missed having the opportunity for a big kickoff return, and we were able to punch that thing out there. And you look at two big special teams plays in the second half, really got our team fired up and able to swing the momentum in that football game.
So after the Tigers get that pooch kick, leads to a 24-yard touchdown run by Drew Gertis. Tigers up 14-7. Never look back. Later on, you'd get touchdowns and a 6-yard touchdown pass, Tate Hermanson to Logan Rowe. Rowe coming in at Wildcat threw a 27-yard touchdown pass to Cade Corbett and making it 28-13 at that point. Then a big play. Colin Coonrod, who recovered that fumble earlier, had an interception, and that led to another touchdown for the Tigers as you led 35-13 at that point, and we're on your way to the victory.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the special teams and defense and offense converting when we get opportunities. And that's what we have to do. And we haven't been that consistent offensively in the last few halves. And I thought that second half we played a lot better. And the kids, the energy level was up a lot better. And for whatever reason, I got to figure out one of my jobs, figure out how to get that right away in the first half and kind of channel that so we get off to a little bit better start. But proud of the kids, what they did. It turned out to be a happy homecoming for them, and to come away with a win against an explosive Liberty team. That quarterback, they threw for 500 the week before. We were able to kind of slow that down. So again, it was a big win for us.
Cedar Falls head football coach Brad Remmer, our special guest here on the Coach's Huddle. We saw sophomore Leighton Wolf come in for a few series at quarterback. Was that something just to spark the offense in the during the game?
It was planned. Planned. We know that we're running Tate Hermanson a little bit more on option. We're running him on lead plays and things, and we've got to have another quarterback that's ready and ready to go. So to be able to get late in a few game reps, and he came in, threw the ball nice, completed some passes to Rowe, and we've got to be able to have guys ready to go, because you never know at what point you're going to have to step in and be that person. So, again, Tate's done a great job, and we'll continue to do that. And we might mix Leighton in here and there to give him some series to get him prepared. So, again, nice to have two guys back there that are very, very capable.
Drew Campbell, your All-State defensive end last year, had really crazy numbers statistically. I think 19 tackles for losses, double digits in sacks. He's been held down a little bit statistically, still a force in the game. How do you, do you talk to Drew and just say, hey, you're still doing a great job, even though the numbers aren't there?
Yeah, and that's a deal where you look at what they do. You've got teams doubling him. They're slide protecting toward him. They're going to chip him with a tight end. They're going to chip him with a back and those. And he's going to keep fighting. And it's also one of the things his teammates have to do is they got to one thing, thank him that they're doing that, because then it puts them in a one-on-one battle and gives them an opportunity to maybe go back and make plays and avoid having to deal with the double team. So he's doing a great job. We're much better with him working hard, doing those things. And the plays will come. He's going to keep working. He's going to have a lot of impact plays for us this season.
Speaking of making plays, who are the players of the week for Cedar Falls?
All right, let's take a look up front. Our offensive lineman was Ty Koltoff, senior center, 3-year starter for us. The offensive back, you mentioned, Drake Gilhouse, had 17 carries for 100 yards and a touchdown. The wide receiver was Logan Rowe. He caught 5 passes for 53 yards and a touchdown. Also had that nice wildcat pass to Cade Corbett for 27 yards and a TD. Defensive lineman Ian Bonenkamp, a kid continues to progress in there and do some good things. He probably had his best game of the year. The linebacker was Colin Coonrod. You mentioned his deal. He had 7 tackles, 6 solos. We had a fumble recovery. He had the interception. So he had a big night for us all over the field. The DB was Caleb Wieland, who had 5 tackles from his DB position. Special teams player was Caleb Larson. He's a senior defensive lineman. We've played him at linebacker some. He rotates in our packages in that defensive front. Also does a great job on the kick team. So he's putting together a nice senior season. And the reserve player was Carson Meester. He's a junior receiver. What a job he did on the scout team last week. I think he caught everything. Coach Baskerville always looks over and goes, hey, man, he's caught another one. Doesn't drop him. Karsten had a big week for us, and appreciate all the hard work he's doing.
So Cedar Falls now 2-2 on the year. Tigers back at the Unidome this Friday as you'll be hosting Linmar. They're also 2-2, but they're on a 2-game losing streak right now. They lost a hard-fought game to Bettendorf, 21-14 last week. And they've had the deal with a rash of injuries, it seems like, at the skill positions.
Yeah, they jumped out to an unbelievable start. They beat Dubuque Senior 64-7, bounced back week 2, and beat Cedar Rapids Washington 49-7. We're putting up huge numbers offensively. And then they got hit by the injury bug. Their tight end, that's a Division I prospect, went down with an ACL. Their quarterback went down. Their starting tailback went down. So they have three key guys in their offensive scheme that they're without. But they're still a top, solid and tough team. Last week, Bettendorf, they went in there and it ended up a 21-14 game. And it was a well-contested game, and Lindmar had a shot at the end to tie that thing up or win. So you got a team that's got some guys out. But again, I think they're a very quality opponent. You better be ready to play because they've shown they can play with a team that's 4-0 in Bettendorf.
Did you give a call to your buddy Aaron Wiley, the head coach at Bettendorf?
I did. I had to call him and see what was going on. And you know, you never know what you're going to get with Aaron. But good conversation with him. He's always helpful. And we, you know, old Tigers, we're gonna try and help each other out when we can. And that. But the biggest thing he said is, hey, they're physical defensive line. They're going to play a 3-4. And they got people that are going to get after you. So don't take this group lightly. And you can't, just because they've got guys out with injuries, they've still got a solid squad.
All right. And I guess the key for Cedar Falls is don't be comfortable just because you got the win last week.
Absolutely. We've got to keep getting better. And we got to play. I think a big word for us is consistency. And we got to be able to do that for four quarters. So you look at what we've done. We've put one or two quarters together here and there and played really well, but we got to put four quarters consistently together, and I think that's kind of been a theme for us this week.
All right, and how about Clyde the Cat? Is that trophy, that traveling trophy that when Cedar Falls and Lindmar played in the JV level?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, the Clyde. It was like a stuffed animal inside a cage, and the kids went crazy.
So Coach Mitchell and Greg Purnell, longtime Lindmar coach, decided to make a trophy for the JV game because it was the Cat Bowl, we called it, and the Clyde the trophy. Clyde is there. Clyde, we still have Clyde up at the high school, so maybe we need to just break that thing out, put it out at midfield during pregame warm-up and say, hey, we got the Cat Bowl rolling. So we break that thing out. It's been in hiding for about 10 years now.
I'd say bring that back. All right, and Coach, question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle before we let you go. We talked a lot about kids being great leaders, like talked about Drew Campbell. How do you define a great leader, or what are some attributes that they have?
Yeah, getting kids to follow in the right way, I think, is huge. And kids do it in a variety of ways. For some kids, it's out there in how they prepare and how they play during practice, and it rubs off on others. Some might be more of a vocal leader that comes up and is going to say, hey, we got to start doing this right. They can recognize when we're not doing things maybe at the tempo or speed, and they bring things that way. So there's a variety of different leading styles. I think we've got a handful of great leaders on our team, not only our four captains, but some of the other older kids that have been in the mix on our team. And hey, you're not going to go anywhere without great leaders. So again, you got to find ways to develop those kids and know that it's not always vocal. It can be in a variety of ways that they can help lead the team in the right direction.
Well, Brad Remmert, good luck on Friday. You can hear the Tigers game against Lindmar on Cruisin' KCFI. It's going to start at 7 o'clock, correct?
And that's on the button, 7 o'clock on the button. There is no sophomore game this week. So, again, it will be a 7 o'clock kickoff for certain on Friday night in the Unidome.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck against Lindmar on Friday.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Mark.
Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach. Up next, we'll hear from Waterloo East head coach DeCarlos Anderson. He'll step into the hot seat. When we return, we're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
Falkirk & Holm has been in the Cedar Valley since 1958. Our attorneys have the experience and history of success to make insurance pay what's fair.
After an accident, it's most important for you to focus on your medical treatment and following your doctor's orders. Instead, many injured Iowans are forced to deal with multiple insurance companies, a car insurance company trying to get a recorded statement from you, or even your health insurance company trying to gather endless amounts of information to protect their own interests. But by hiring a personal injury attorney, you can focus on your healing. At Falkirk & Holm, the first thing we do is contact the insurance companies on your behalf. We take over the communication so that you can focus on your healing. No need to worry about paperwork or what to say or what not to say. We'll deal with the insurance companies for you. It's what we do. For a free consultation, visit BallKirkHolm.com. Falkirk & Holm, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858 and we'd love to hear from you.
This is the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. Mark Simpson with you. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday evening. Joining us now, DeCarlos Anderson, second-year head coach for the Waterloo East Trojans. Trojans were on the road last week at Fort Dodge, and it's the Dodgers using a big first half to propel them past the Trojans. 45-27 is your final score. And, Coach, you go on the road for the first time last week, and, you know, your thoughts, you know, looking back and how the team reacted coming out of the gates.
Yeah, I think that was, you know, it was definitely telling that was our first real road game, even though our first game was a road game, but we haven't had to leave Waterloo, man, in 4 weeks. So it was a little different for our student athletes, and they had to take an opportunity. We tried as much as possible, but I think we just came out really flat. You know, we got off the bus, the energy was really low, you know. Fort Dodge is a longer bus ride as well. And so I think those are kind of results. And then we finally woke up in the second half, but it was a too little too late.
Dodgers kind of punched you in the mouth early. Yeah. They had a 65-yard touchdown pass and then a pick six, 43 yards. And you're down 16-0 just like that in the first quarter.
Yep, you know, and that's been the story of our season, man. We get down late, more self-inflicted. And so, even at that point, you know, I felt that, you know, we had an opportunity to kind of, you know, win the game still. But again, I think it's just a matter of Murphy's Law, man. You know, whatever could go wrong went wrong. And there was just a lot of things that happened, a lot of big plays got called back. And so even with that, you know, we got the ball back, marched right down, and you know, it was 16-6, right? You know, so it's just more of like, you know, for me right now, the overarching message with our kids is just, you know, we just got to correct us. You know, we just got to correct us. And once we do that, I think we'll have a better evaluation of how these football games should be played. So,
yeah, Vari Clark with a 2-yard touchdown run get you within 10. But then the Dodgers got on a roll. They led 38-6. Right before the end of the halftime, though, the Trojans showing they're not going away. Landon Sewell, your senior quarterback, 52-yard run. And it's a 38-14 at halftime, and you played them even in the second half.
Yeah, it was you know, even with, like I said, with the first half, it was a deal to where we actually came after landing score, we actually came down and got a turnover, so we got the ball back, had an opportunity to score again, got the ball down to like the 2 or 3 yard line, you know, Adon caught a big catch, and got brought back for a holding call, you know. So I felt like if we would have went in and got that score, it would have been helpful, you know. It would have been 21-20 going into the halftime, and we got the ball back after half. And I think, you know, for our kids, I think that sometimes mentally that helps them stay engaged in the game and things of that nature. So that was more of what, you know, for me, that I, you know, look at the game and just that, you know, for us, we come out, we play well in the second half for the most part. And I think that that's a, you know, a tribute to the conditioning and stuff that we do with our guys. But at the same time, just not beating ourselves so much, man. That's just what we're preaching now going into this new, you know, we set a new season as our district starts this weekend.
All right. Some bright spots for the Trojans in the second half. Quarterback Landon Sewell finding Adan Muhammad on a 44-yard touchdown pass and on a 23-yard touchdown pass. And then a negative note, though, 9 penalties for you.
Yeah. Yep, 9. I mean, penalties has been something that, you know, again, just keeping up with those things. Like I said, we came out, got the ball in the second half. You know, I feel like we are a pretty strong offense that we should be able to move the ball on just about anybody. And just those things get hard. We went from being a first and 10 to a third and 30, you know what I mean? And so it was just, again, like I say, self-inflicted to where for us, you know, in order to be good teams, man, we got to correct those things. You can't be good teams making so many mistakes.
Trojans, first time this year, really struggled rushing the football. Yeah. 16 carries, 49 yards, but Landon Sewell picked up the slack. He threw for 278 yards. Muhammad, 6 catches, 149 yards. And then Vari Clark, 3 catches, 61 yards. Do you like to use him as a receiver quite a bit?
Yeah. I mean, I think backs have to catch, man. You know, I think that's the, you know, if you watch the game, it's very important for, you know, running back to be able to be multidimensional. Because, again, in this situation, Fort Dodge had a pretty good game plan in place to stop us from rushing the ball. And so, you know, a couple of our backs are pretty good out the backfield. So we just started utilizing them in that way. And he was able to have a decent day on that day.
Waterloo East 2-game winning streak comes to a close as they lose 45-27. And, Coach, now you open up Class 4A District 2 action. Friday, it's your homecoming game. You host the Marion Wolves, and they're 3-1 overall this year. And talk about this being a new season for your team.
Yeah, we at this point in time, you know, our goal naturally is just one game at a time. As I tell our young men, you know, it's up to us, man. I think we have an opportunity to kind of get into the playoffs, but I think it just go game by game. Got Western Dubuque and Decor and Marion's 3-1. We have a tough district, you know. We have a tough district, even with Mason City and Waverly, down at this point in time. But I know those games are going to be tough for us to go in and win. So we just have to continue to just work hard, go game by game. And like I said, I really would love for the opportunity, man, to continue playing once it's all said and done.
All right, Marion, what's the scouting report on the Wolves?
Got a good back and, you know, good quarterback. Offensive system, just the wing, more of a wing, and then they'll spread it and throw it a little bit. So I always say it's not a non-traditional wing set, but they'll do a lot of different things out of that. Looks like they play pretty good defense too. And so for us at this point in time, we're just, like I say, you know, Mark, we're just correcting us. We got some film to study and kind of got some things that we can do to help us win the game. We just got to go out there and execute.
DeCarlos Anderson is the head coach of Waterloo East. He's our guest here on the Coach's Huddle with the rich tradition at Waterloo East, this being homecoming game. Do you have former players or coaches come and talk?
Yeah, we have actually quite a few former players. Typically, the last few games, I've been able to have some local, some local legends, some of the guys from those own undefeated teams come in and just do a pregame speech for the guys. And so for me, it's a big weekend as well. My uncle played back in on a team in the 80s that was undefeated, and I'll get married on Saturday. So so I have a bunch of people in town. The date was set before I actually started coaching, because again, I had thought I'd retire from coaching, and so therefore got back into the saddle, and my fiance said we're not changing the date. And so we'll have, because my family, most of them are East High alumni, so, you know, we have a lot of people in the building this weekend.
So. Well, that's a well-kept secret, Coach. Congratulations. Yep, I didn't know.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, it's Marion coming in. Going to be a big weekend for the Waterloo East, Coach. All right. We'll let you go here. One quick question. Question of the night. How do you define a great leader, or what are their attributes?
Yeah, I think a great leader, man, is more of just being able to adapt to who needs to be led, you know. And I think, you know, a lot of the characteristics of a leader can come from, I mean, so many things. I think that sometimes people think that the loudest person in the room, you know, is the leader, or, you know, just depending upon how it be for me. Like, I'm not a dictator, right? But I think that a great leader also knows how to empower those around him, you know what I mean, or her. And I think that's really important. I mean, great leaders are all able to make adjustments, right, and see the strength in others. And then most importantly, like I say, you know, empower and develop people who are around you. So,
well, DeCarlos Anderson, best of luck. Let's start this wedding weekend with a victory on Friday against Marion.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thank you so much. DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East. Nice enough to join us. Up next, we'll hear from Lonnie Moore, head coach for Waterloo West. When we come back, we're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fam.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
When you hear a cannon, a tornado siren, and a victory bell, no need to run for cover.
This is a cyclone weather alert.
It's Cyclone Football. The Cyclones are ready for Big 12 play as Oklahoma State comes to town.
Touchdown!
Join us Saturday. Our coverage begins at 1.
On Cruising KCFI, 1250 AM and 105.1 FM.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Fall is here, and there is something for everyone at the Family YMCA. Register now for youth dance and flag football. Swim lessons begin at the end of the month. Before and after school programs are ramping up. Taekwondo is available for all ages and abilities. 40-plus fitness classes per week to meet your athletic level. Free wellness orientations to get you started in the right direction. The Family YMCA, strengthening the foundations of our community.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. Mark Simpson with you. Hope you're having a very good Wednesday night. We're having a fun time here at Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. We're here every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season. Coach's Huddle brought to you by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and Pepper's Grill in Sports Pub. We've heard from Brad Remmert, the head coach for Cedar Falls, to Carlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East. If you missed those interviews or you want to hear the whole show tomorrow, just download tonight's podcast tomorrow morning at 1650thefan.com. Lonnie Moore, the head coach for Waterloo West, joins us as Waterloo West now 3-1 on the year, now ranked in number 9 in the Associated Press football rankings as they beat Davenport North 19-3 last week. And coach, congratulations on a happy homecoming victory.
Yeah, that was a great win for us, and it was great to have a homecoming victory. And told those guys that that dance won't be as fun without that victory on that homecoming Friday night. So for them to get that done and enjoy themselves for the weekend was great to have.
You weren't really sure what to expect from Davenport North. Did you think it would be this low scoring of a game?
No, what I didn't know what was going to happen there. For one, you know, they've shown like three different defenses against three different teams, so we didn't know what to expect there. Offensively, they showed some of the explosiveness in some games, and some games they kind of like they weren't on the same page. So, you know, it was kind of up in the air. We didn't know exactly what we was going to get.
That had to be your best defensive effort of the year, holding them to just 3 points.
By far, but our defense has done a great job all season long. You know, a lot of reasons. One, you know, we talk about it, the experience factor on that side of the ball, but I mean, that only helps you out a little bit. The coaching we got over there is great. You know, those coaches on the defensive side of the ball is really getting those guys going. One thing about it with them is they down one coach because we had a coach signed to go with us, and at the last minute he couldn't coach. So they're down a coach, and they're doing everything they can. They've been very innovative of getting the guys, you know, coached up, not only on the field but off the field. Very impressed with everything they've done on that side of the ball.
And the defense comes through with a pick six, a 25-yard return by Jacob Moeller for a touchdown early in the ball game. So you're up 7-0 just like that.
Yeah, and if you think about 2 weeks ago against Davenport Central, same thing. Third play, we got a fumble deep in their territory. So our defense has really given our offense some opportunities to take advantage of. We didn't do it versus Davenport Central, but we took advantage of it this time.
7-3, you're ahead. And then your defense comes with some big plays. You block a field goal, and then later you Davenport North had a first and goal from the one, and you come up with a goal line stand.
Yeah, let's go back to the field goal. Actually, that was a funny situation. So we blocked the field goal, which was a field goal attempt but not an extra point attempt, so it should have been live, and they blew the whistle. So it was an inverted whistle. So they got the ball again to try for another field goal, and we block it again. But this time we blocked it and went into the end zone. So that was kind of crazy on that situation. I was kind of upset that they, you know, we could have scooped and scored. And I was about to pick it up and go, but they blew the whistle early and they inverted whistle. So, and then our defense went down and did another good job. I mean, they played well all night. And, they, you know, one thing they did was they never gave up. You know, they kind of moved the ball a little bit, but they couldn't finish drives because our defense continued to keep playing.
Trayvon Hyam with a big fumble recovery on that goal line stand.
Yeah, and there's a funny story with Trey. Trey was a kid that wasn't going to probably come out for football this year. So for us to talk to him late and get him to come out for football and for his senior year, he's a 3-year starter, 4 starters as a sophomore, and to have him come back out this year and doing fun and having a great time is great for us.
All right, you're up 7-3 at halftime. Brady Dean, your quarterback, scores a 1-yard run. Make it 13-3. Ben Frazier finishes off the scoring in the fourth, the 41-yard touchdown run. Frazier, 22 carries, 144 yards. Another big game for him as he continues to shine this season. And who were some of the players of the week here for Waterloo West?
Yeah, you know, before I go over the player of the week, we also got to give a lot of shine to our offensive line. Those guys, right now, we are leading the state in all-purpose yards and rushing. And the reason for is those guys up front. You know, you're talking about a Danny Listo, a Drew Huntley, Elijah Limley, Matt Thomas, and also Carson Nielsen are doing a great job, those five guys up front. So I want to first let those guys get some recognition. But our player of the week this week is our big tackle award. It goes to Jacob Moeller. Jacob Moeller had a couple of big tackles to help us out on some key situations. So it goes to Jacob Moeller. Our offensive player of the week is Ben Frazier. Ben Frazier's been doing a good job all year. You know, kind of surprised with everything he's doing because last minute putting him at running back was a good decision. Our defensive player of the week is Jacob Moeller again. We're going point system, and that touchdown, that pick six, also helped at his point, so we got it. Our unit of the week for 2 weeks in a row is our D-line. Our D-line defensive lineman up there with Trey Hyam and those guys. Keegan Nystrom is doing a good job of crushing the front and taking away a lot of rushing lanes up the middle. Our scout team player of the week is Ryan Linderman. Ryan Linderman is his first year coming out for football, and he's really catching on and understanding what it takes, and he's really working hard for it, especially on the scout team. Our special team player of the week is Sharon Mormon. Sharon Mormon is a kid that's kind of bagging up two guys that's in front of him, and he's not getting as much playing time on either side of the ball, but he's still going out on special teams and doing what we need to do. And then our offensive player of the week for our ninth grade is Jack Van Aaron, which is our quarterback. And our defensive player of the week is Malik Jonathan Holmes, who's done a good job on the defense and for our ninth grade team.
Lonnie Moore is the head coach for Waterloo West, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Congratulations. That was your 50th career win as a head coach.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's great to hear. I never know that. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And Coach, this week, your third road game of the season, you travel to Waukee Northwest. They're ranked number 7 in 5A. They're 2-2. They're coming off a loss to a highly ranked West Des Moines Dowling. That's going to be a real challenge for you guys this Friday.
Yeah, it's a big challenge. We talked to our kids about that, of going down there. And I don't know if you've ever been down to that stadium. It's pretty awesome. So I've got a chance to see the stadium where there was no one in there, and then some stuff I got to see on TV. So it's going to be a good opportunity for our guys to go down and play a good team. I know they're 2-2, but they have played a tough schedule and played some top-notch opponents. But they're a good program. You know, they got 80-something kids on their roster, 20-something coaches. So it's going to be an opportunity for us to go down and just play hard and physical and play our style of football.
Yeah, there are two losses coming to Johnston and Dowling, both ranked in the top 10 in 5A. And talk about Waukee Northwest, real pro-type offense.
Yeah, offensively, you know, they have turned the ball over a lot. So, you know, we definitely got to work on, make sure we try to keep that going, get some turnovers. But offensively, they do a lot of stuff. And you can tell they're a platoon team where they got guys only going offense and defense because they try to do a bunch of stuff to try to get your eyes looking in different ways and motioning and shifting and those type of things where we just got to stay focused and understand what our job is and go from there. Defensively, they're very physical front up front. You know, they have mixed it up on teams they have played because I guess they have played some of the top teams. So they're coming out and sometimes in the two-man, sometimes they went out in three, but they try to stay solid to that four-man front up front. So it's going to be a challenge for us on both sides of the ball. Even on special teams, their kicker kicks it in the end zone 95% of the time. So it's going to be a challenge for us. We accept the challenge. We're ready to go. I think this is a group that's, you know, we ready to go down there and play well.
And this will be your probably strongest opponent that you played this year. Is this a statement game or a measuring stick to see how much your team has grown since the first week?
Definitely. It's going to be a measuring stick, not only just our play on the field, but, you know, minimizing our mistakes. You know, even though those, you know, we're 3-1 in those four games, we made a lot of mistakes that we correct. Some of those scores would be a lot different, especially that week two game versus Hempstead. You know, we made some mistakes there that we could be 4-0, but that's what we're going to be about. Can we withstand, you know, coming out and playing a good team as Waukee Northwest is and getting a chance of playing a packed crowd as their homecoming? So they're going to bring a lot of guys. Can we still be able to focus and know what we're doing and understand where we need to be at? That's going to be a big test for us. I'm not worried about our guys not playing hard or doing those things. It's just the focus and those things that we got to continue to keep working on.
How's practice been this week?
Been better. You know, we had a lot of guys sick last week, so we had a couple this week, but it's a lot better. Guys are really excited, you know, especially if you're 3-1. You can feel the energy and those things. And you know, our seniors are doing a good job of keeping guys up and staying focused on the task. So, you know, they're getting a lot of pats on the back right now. So at the same time, they got to understand what the main thing is that we're going down here to play a game, and that's it.
Waterloo West head football coach Lonnie Moore, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. And before we let you go, our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle, you have some kids you always talk about being great leaders. How do you define a great leader, and what are some of their attributes?
You know, that's all types of leaders I could think of that we have had. You know, they lead in different ways. Some guys lead on their actions, on what they do, showing up on time, being where they need to be, always working hard in practice. You know, they don't say too much, but you can just look at them and just say that, you know, this guy is just showing through his actions on what he's doing. There are some vocal leaders also, some guys that can, you know, be that extra voice other than us, hearing us all the time and say, hey, guys, this ain't the way we do things. Things need to change up. We got to go back to the right way of doing it. So you get that vocal leader and those things. But regardless of who they are, a leader is like they have to be pointed on by their peers, I guess I want to say, where they follow those guys. You know, if somebody they're going to follow and say, hey, this is the guy we're going to follow when times get rough and And those guys understand that they're leaders, that's when they need to lead. You know, not when everything's going good, but it's time to lead when things are going bad and you're not having a good day and you can't, you know, show that. You got to keep continuing to be a positive leader. So we have had tons of those guys in our program. We got 4 good captains this year, and we got more than that of guys that's leading our team right now. You know, some other seniors and things that's not appointed captain. So that's very important to your program when you got guys that do that and respect the coaches and do what they need to do. And that just shows their leadership skills.
Lonnie Moore, head coach for Waterloo West, thank you so much, as always, for your time here on the Coach's Huddle. And good luck Friday in your road game against Waukee Northwest.
Thank you for having us, and go Warhawks.
Lonnie Moore, head coach for the Warhawks. We'll be back. We'll hear from Waterloo Columbus head coach Brad Schmidt. They have a big game tomorrow against top-ranked Grundy Center. We'll get his thoughts on that when we return. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
We don't realize how much our breathing affects our everyday lives until this. Or this. Or this. Our team at Cedar Valley Center for ENT Sinus and Allergy is here to make breathing a breeze. We will treat your allergies, sleep apnea, and sinusitis using innovative procedures and technology. Talk to Dr. David Congdon and Dr. Kenny Rodriguez and put your breathing problems in the past. Call 319-888-8044 for a consultation today. Don't let breathing problems disrupt your everyday life. Breathe easy with Cedar Valley Center for ENT Sinus and Allergy.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. The number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. Joining us now, Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt. Sailors improved to 3-1 on the season as they opened up Class 1A District 4 last week, winning on the road at Hudson 42-18. And Coach, just a good balanced offense and a solid defensive performance by your team.
Yeah, we came out and we scored on the opening drive, had a few penalties, converted on some third downs, made some plays. I mean, a lot of kids stepping up when their number's called. And, it was a good, like I said, I think we stalled out on the second drive. Another self-inflicted, turn of events where we ended up having to punt. But Defensively, kids stepped up, you know, kind of a bend but don't break style. And it was a solid first half. And then obviously we came out in the second half offensively. And I don't think we had to punt. I think we scored on every drive. So
you're up 21-6 at half. Go on to win 42-18. Offensive line must have played really well because I'm looking at some of the numbers here. Carter Lockhart, your quarterback, 15 out of 20, 164 yards, 4 touchdowns. Parker Chelson, 19 carries, 190 yards. So some impressive numbers by two of your key offensive players.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in the group that, you know, typically goes unnoticed, the offensive line did an unbelievable job opening up holes. And you know, Chelson, he's a good player. I mean, he really understands what we're doing. He sets up his blocks well, and man, he gets to the outside. I mean, he's explosive. So he's definitely a guy that we like to lean on. And you know, when we need a few, you know, he's getting the touches. But like I said, you got to credit the big boys up front. You know, they do a lot of the dirty work, opening up holes and you know, doing the stuff that goes unnoticed. So, got to credit those guys up front for their hard work. And you know, I know our guys that's a big sense of pride where, you know, we want to try and put 200 on the ground each week.
Well, you almost single-handedly by Parker Chelson, 190. So job well done. Coach, good way to open up the district, getting off on a nice start. And now you got a kind of a quirk in the schedule. You play tomorrow against Grundy Center. This game was moved to Thursday because
officials.
Yeah, you didn't have enough. There was a short of officials.
Yes, we've known this for a while now. I mean, I think they talked about the option of playing on a Saturday, and you know, and obviously with college football, I mean, nobody'd come to the game on Saturday, which I don't know how that would be kind of a weird deal. But yes, we're playing tomorrow night. It's an awesome. I mean, this is why you coach. This is why you play. It's as big of a game as it is because of the hard work that our kids and our coaching staff have put in, the stakeholders have put in. And you know, it's not very often you get the number one team in the state coming to your place to you know, go toe to toe. So we're looking forward to the opportunity. I mean, obviously Grundy Center has had about as much success as any program in the state over the last 5 years. And we're looking forward to like I said, this is why you do it. This is why I get into coaching. I mean, the opportunity to compete, the opportunity to play in these big games and getting that message across to the kids. I mean, we're ready to go out and compete. You know, we have four quarters going toe to toe with the champs from last year in Class A, and we know that they're going to bring it as well. So should be a fun one.
Grundy Center taking the step up from Class A now to 1A this year. They're 4-0. They're coming off a 49-0 win against East Marshall. Looking at their stats, they've only given up 19 points in their four wins. And talk about their defense. Are they a fast unit, or what's the reason for their strength? It seems to be their defense.
Yeah, they got a good balance. I mean, they're big up front, and they got some length on the edges, and they got some tough kids in the middle, and then they got athletes on the outside or on the perimeter. So, you know, Coach Zajac has done an unbelievable job with what he's you know, in his time at Grundy Center. And you know, those kids they're hard workers. They expect to win. I mean, I don't know what the record is the last X amount of years, but it's a lot of wins and very few losses. So these kids, they're hard-nosed. They expect to win. And, you know, that's a credit to their coaching staff and their kids. So, you know, we definitely have a great amount of respect for what they've done and you know, the tradition that they've, you know, kind of laid the last few years. But I mean, make no mistake, I mean, we're excited for this opportunity. This is an awesome deal to be a part of. And you know, I think our kids are ready to come out and compete with these guys.
All right, any key, what's the key, I guess?
Well, you know me, I mean, I'm always gonna go back to my my freshman football coach, Charlie Schneiders, would say three things. It's blocking, tackling, and execution. So, you know, Charlie was, he's not with us anymore, but man, he was the man. I mean, he, that's as simple as it is, right? I mean, football, you can get as micro detailed as you want to, but in the grand scheme of things, at the end of the day, the team that blocks better, that tackles better, that executes better, is probably going to come away with the win, you know? So, those are the things that we try to focus on. And like I said, I think that'll be the tell-all there at the end of the night tomorrow as to who comes out on top, the team that does those three things better.
Health-wise, how do you look heading into this big showdown with Grundy Center, Coach Schmidt?
We're good. Knock on wood. We haven't experienced any setbacks, so feeling good about where we're at. And, you know, like I said, this is just it's exciting. It's exciting.
All right. You have some kids you always talk about being good leaders on your team. Our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle is, how do you define a great leader and what are their attributes?
That's a great question, Mark. I would say, you know, leaders are guys that are competitors. I mean, you got to want to compete. You know, I mean, I don't know if the Hard Knocks, if you watch that, but, you know, Salah, he had a PowerPoint that he put together talking about the four levels of competitors. And you know, competitors are guys that are trying to set personal records every day, you know, whether that be in the classroom, whether that be, you know, everything you do, you got to have a purpose and you got to want to be great at it. And I think the best leaders, the leaders that, you know, I mean, you look at your state championship caliber teams or your CEOs or however you want to carve it, are the guys or the girls that are bringing everybody with them. You know, they're positive, they're energetic, they have enthusiasm, and every day they're trying to set a personal record. And you know, like I said, I took that from Hard Knocks, but I mean, I don't think the truer words have been spoken. Where, you know, if you want to be the ultimate leader, you got to bring others with you and say, this is where we're going. The bus is leaving. Either hop on or hop off. We're going forward.
You're a sponge for some of these getting stuff from other coaches. Yeah, I know that.
It's all about stealing the good stuff, right?
Well, Brad Schmidt, good luck. You have a Grundy Center, number one ranked team in the state, coming to McLaughlin Field tomorrow night. That's going to be a big game in Class 1A District 4. Good luck. Should be a fun environment for high school football.
Yeah, come on out. I'm looking forward to it.
You got get the spotlight in the Metro tomorrow.
No doubt.
All right. Thank you again, Coach Schmidt.
Hey, appreciate it, Mark.
Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus. Nice enough to join us here on the Coach's Huddle. And we look at the Metro teams, what's coming up this week. And here's the situation. Cedar Falls, they're at home. Tigers 2-2. They'll be hosting Linmar, also 2-2. The Lions, though, riding a two-game losing streak. Meanwhile, that'll be heard, that game, the Cedar Falls game, on Cruisin' KCFI, 1250 AM, 105.1 FM, and pregame show at 6:25, kickoff right at 7. There won't be a sophomore game before that. It's Waterloo East celebrating their homecoming, and it's also their Class 4A District 2 opener as they host Marion. Waterloo East 2-2, Marion currently 3-1 on the season as the Trojans trying to get off to a good start in Class 4A District 2. Waterloo West on the road at Waukee Northwest. Waterloo West 3-1, Waukee Northwest 2-2. Waukee Northwest ranked number 7 in the state, 5A. And then we just heard from Brad Schmidt. Hey, stay tuned. We'll have Chicago Cubs baseball coming up. We'll join that game in progress as they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. And that will wrap it up for the Coach's Huddle for this week. We'll be back next Wednesday night at 6. I'm Mark Simpson. Thank you for listening to The Huddle on 1650 The Fan.